In 1 Corinthians 1:19, Paul reminds us that God has declared, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent." The last time we were together, we talked about this great project called the Tower of Babel, which was an effort independent of God and perhaps even in defiance of God. Paul reminds us that God will destroy any wisdom of the wise and bring it to nothing if the attempt is made independent of what the Creator can show us. Paul asks the question, the rhetorical questions, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? He then goes on to talk about the way we learn the gospel and the way different kinds of people have different kinds of requirements to validate the gospel. For instance, he says the Jews require a sign. What the Jews wanted was God's intervention in the world. This is 1 Corinthians 1:22. And then he says the Gentiles are looking after wisdom. In other words, the Greeks wanted God's interpretation of the world. The Greek word for wisdom is sophia. So the Greeks sought sophia, wisdom. The Jews wanted a sign. They wanted some kind of intervention. The Jews believed that they had wisdom, and they did. They had Torah. They had the prophets. They had the ketuvim, the writings. What they wanted to know was whether they mattered or not, whether God was going to show up or not. In the New Testament, in the Lord Jesus, God shows his wisdom and God gives his sign. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. We hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.